Week 8, Activity Overview. This week's activities are as follows. 1. The High Art of Self-Loving. For this practice, I invite you to get creative and to engage your curiosity and desire through making a sexy date with yourself. Mark a time in your calendar and let yourself get excited about your hot date, just as you would be if you were to go on a date with an exciting lover. When preparing your delicious date with yourself, take care to set up the right mood for yourself. It could be as simple as lighting candles, getting yourself some flowers, or whatever activity would serve to make you feel seen, loved, special, and of course, turned on. Warning, do not do this practice if you're feeling rushed, stressed, or extremely disconnected from yourself. Come back to it at a later date if that's the case. However, if you are ready and you've made the time, then just be sure that your space is free from interruptions or disturbances. You may also want to have your jade egg and some personal lube, coconut oil, or etc., handy. Remember to only use something that you'd happily eat, as your yoni tissue absorbs everything. Through this audio, I will lead you through a relaxed arousal self-loving session so you can begin to explore your pleasure and orgasm from a non-goal-oriented place. I will lead you through the activation of your three sacred gates, the clitoris, G-spot, and A-spot. Of course, at any point during or after the practice, feel free to create your own experience and to get creative, as there is no right way of doing this. If I suggest something you don't want to do, don't do it. 2. Creating your pleasure lifestyle. In this PDF, you will find some fantastic sample practice routines designed for different times of the month and for your different moods and rhythms. What's important to note here is that these are merely suggestions. I invite you to design your own programs and, better yet, start to wake up and attune yourself to what choices and actions will continue to support pleasure to blossom more fully in your life. It is up to you to take real, doable, concrete actions towards truly living as though your life is foreplay. You are worthy of limitless pleasure and of living your full genius all of the time.